Here we go. Great test for the Silver Streaks tonight. Galesburg's 5-1. Rock Island is 5-1. Both teams 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference, and the Rocks win the tip.
Biggest crowd I've seen in here in years. This place is almost full.
It's whiteout night, giving away 1,000 white t-shirts ahead of the game tonight for the first 1,000 people who walk through the door. And the Silver Streaks get a turnover on Rock Island's opening possession as the Galesburg program wants John Thiel Gymnasium rocking and loud tonight. And something to cheer about defensively in the early going. Jermaine Carson hands off to Brandon Thompson. Now over to McElmurray, coming off a career high last week at Quincy. Has it back now on the outside. Sophomores lost tonight 65-31. Chad Thompson for three. Good, and we're underway.
Chad Thompson picks up where he left off. He shot very well against Rock Island up in the regional final and some tough pressure at Geneseo last year. Let's hope he brings the three ball early and often tonight.
Randall with a crossover dribble misses the layup. Ball knocked out of bounds. Back to Galesburg on the defensive rebound.
Silver Streak shooting just 27% from three-point range this season. That's good enough to get us 5-1 against who we played. We've got to knock down more of those shots if we're going to win this ball game. Not going to be a lot of easy chances inside tonight with this Big Rock Island club.
Thompson out high on the man defense, guarded by Devin Jones. And now we've got a late whistle as Muscovalli got a hand in and knocked the ball out of Thompson's hand. And then Joe Thompson blows the whistle and calls a defensive foul on Muscovalli on the reach. First foul of the game. 6:50 to go, first quarter. A Chad Thompson three-pointer has the Galesburg Silver Streaks on top early. 3-0. McElmurray out high to Tremaine Carson, who comes out top for the pass. Now gives off to McElmurray. Curls around out high. Davis for three. Got it! Early 6-0 lead for the Silver Streaks. Dalton Davis has made one three-pointer in five games on this floor, but he hit a big one at Quincy last week, and he hits his first three-pointer shot tonight. Here's an offensive putback on the opposite end as Thompson went down after the weak side rebound, batted back up and in by Randall. They missed a three out high, and it's 6-2, Galesburg by four. Down low, good pass out high, down low to Brandon Thompson. Pump fakes right, puts it out and in off the glass from the left low blocks. 8-2, Galesburg.
You know, Randall got the basket last time. He's 6'2", but he plays about 6'5". He's just got great springs.
Running jumper, Muscovalli in the lane. Shot rolls around and softly drops to the cylinder. 8-4, Galesburg.
Muscovalli, the overlooked guard. You hear so much about Randall, but Royce Muscovalli's a heck of a player.
That name is a familiar one if you've been around Western Big Six basketball for a while on the boys' side. Rock Island has had a lot of Muscovallis over the years. How about the running jumper by Brandon Thompson at the other end? Running down the right side of the lane, falling away from the basket. It's almost a little baby hook shot that rolls through, and the Streaks have made their first four shots tonight. Right side three drops down on the other end, and Jason Randall strikes from the outside, and it's 10-7 Galesburg.
Randall tends to rise to the challenge when the game's going and there's not much happening. He'll disappear sometimes, but when the Rocks need points, he answers the bell.
There's an offensive foul called on Dalton Davis. Tough man defense by Rommel Davis on the other end. And Dalton got the shoulder down low. We got lots of Thompsons, lots of Davises here tonight. We'll do our best to try to help you listening wherever you may be tonight, keep everybody straight.
Unless there's foul trouble, don't look for Galesburg to go too deep on the bench again. We only used seven players, I think, against Quincy last week. We'll see Butler, I'm sure, before it's done, but may not see a whole lot of others in this one tonight.
Muscovalli fadeaway gets blocked in the lane. Rebound putback won't go down off the glass, and the Silver Streaks get the rebound. Here's Davis. Hesitation drive at the other end, and it goes up and in off the glass. Probably should have been a goaltending, but the ball went through the cylinder anyway.
Yeah, good thing for the officials that went through, because they'd have got an earful of Mike Reynolds. That was clearly a goaltend.
Randall backing in on Brandon Thompson, and a checking foul called on Brandon. That's the second foul on the Silver Streaks.
Well, I'm sure Thompson go, what do I got to do to stop this guy? He's, you know, you can't just let him have his way, so he's trying to body up with him, and Randall just forces the issue, and I assume we'll have different people rotate on Randall so we don't end up fouling out Thompson or whoever's on him.
From the low blocks, kicking to the outside. Randall fires up a three again. That one's too long, and the rebound Bats off to the near side to Tremaine Carson. Here come the Silver Streaks, leading 12-7. Approaching the midpoint of the first quarter. Galesburg has not missed yet. Here's a near turnover, knocked out of bounds by Romel Davis for Rock Island.
A ton of energy in this one with these two teams winning their conference openers. A lot of seniors on that court. And like we said, a big crowd, the biggest one. I can't remember the last time I've seen the place this near full. This is really refreshing.
Love to see this. Great atmosphere here tonight at Field Gym. 4 minutes gone in the first quarter. 5-point Galesburg lead. Brandon Thompson on the near sideline down below us in the broadcast booth. Up high, Dalton Davis travels with it. Faked the three-pointer and then took the extra step.
Sometimes you get away with that. I wouldn't have thought they had to call that, but I suppose technically it was.
Second turnover on the Streaks. Galesburg waits in the front court as Muscavalli brings it across. Now over to Randall. Hands off to Davis. At the high post, McCauley kicks it back out. Give and go. High low, down low to McCauley, who puts it up and into the low blocks, and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. Chance at a three-point play as Denzel McCauley uses his size to his advantage, gets strong position down low, and it's a three-point Galesburg lead.
Yeah, McCauley came out high. He got Chad Thompson, the 6'6 Silver Streak, to get off of him, and then the drop back pass down low, and he took advantage of the mismatch and scored.
Missed the free throw, though. Brandon Thompson with the rebound. Foul was on Tremaine Carson, his first. Third team foul on Galesburg. 3:35 to go first quarter. 12-9, Streaks by three. Scored the first 6 points of the game on a couple of back-to-back three-pointers, one by Chad Thompson, one by Dalton Davis. We have a blocking foul in the front court on Rock Island. First on Romel Davis, second on Rock Island.
Love to see the Silver Streaks spend as much time at the free throw line as they did last week at Quincy. And what a free throw percentage. You're showing about 70% for the season. I hope we can keep that up.
Well, Ryan McElmurray all by himself was a big help with 13 of 13 from the line last week. Offsetting turnovers here as the Streaks lose it on the dribble in the front court. And then Rock Island in transition, too sloppy with the ball handling, throws it away into the backcourt. Streaks have it back. Thompson double-teamed over to Ryan McElmurray. Now back to Chad Thompson out high. Gives away to McElmurray on the near sideline. Bucket drives to the top of the circle. Gives it over to Tremaine Carson. Right side on the wing, Dalton Davis. Stumbles, keeps the dribble. Backs out to the Rock Island bench. Now into the lane.
Oh, nice.
Dumps it off to Tremaine, who lays it in. Dalton drew the defense, curling into the lane. Three Rock Island defenders surrounded him, and it was an easy dump off and lay into Tremaine Carson. 14-9 Galesburg at the other end. Muscavalli in traffic, nearly throws it away. Jones from the outside swishes a three.
So many weapons.
His first shot of the game, and it's pure from the left elbow. 14-12, Galesburg's lead down to two, with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. McElmurray out high. Davis on the right wing near the Rock Island bench. Kicks it out to Tremaine. Carson, left side over to McElmurray down below us. Steps right, gives it right back to Tremaine on the give and go. Won't go down. Tremaine bats the ball loose. Davis picks it up in the lane. Brings it back out high for Galesburg.
Great hustle by Carson, as usual.
Another opportunity for the Silver Streaks. Dalton Davis with it on the left wing. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Tremaine, right side over to McElmurray. Up high, Brandon Thompson for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked around, and Davis controls it for Rock Island. Chance for the Rocks to tie the game, maybe take their first lead of the night. They trail by two with 1:40 to go, first quarter. Fake right, drive left by Jones, pulls up in the lane, short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by McCauley. Streaks will get it back.
Well, there will be no trips up and down this court where the Silver Streaks can take a series off. Rock Island just has too much firepower at every position. We can still win this game, but we've got to play at the level we're playing at here in this first quarter. This is not disappointed. What a great first period we've seen by both teams here tonight.
Hesitation drive by McElmurray all the way up and in. A career-high 17 last week at Quincy, but only 4 points came from the field. All the rest were free throws. He gets a driving left-handed layup there. And at the other end, Randall's three rolls in and out. And under the bucket, it's Bucket with the rebound. He had 11 rebounds in the Quincy game last week. He gets his first board of the night here. 1 minute to go, first quarter.
Ooh.
Hesitation drive. He throws that one away. Muscavalli with the pick. Out of control. Dumps it off to Randall. And out of control. Barges over Chad Thompson, who was waiting for him in the lane, for a player control foul. Turnover by the Silver Streaks and a turnover at the other end. So two times in a row after Galesburg turnovers, the Rocks cannot capitalize. Now they show a little full court press here with under a minute to play first quarter. Galesburg by four, 16-12. They've led the entire first quarter. Brandon Thompson off to McElmurray.
Forced an average of 21 turnovers a game. Rock Island with just three. You don't figure to get that many from the Rocks.
Chad Thompson for three! From the left wing, Streaks have their biggest lead now at 19-12. 6 points for Chad Thompson. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Muskie Valley throws it away. Now a loose ball picked up and banked in by Denzel McCauley.
Well, that's too bad. Tremaine Carson had it, but just couldn't grab the handle of it, and Cauley picked up the garbage and dropped it in.
20 seconds to go. Let's see if the Streaks try to hold for the last shot here. Davis on the right wing. 14 seconds. Picks up his dribble. Skip pass near side. McElmurray down below us, down to 8 seconds to go. McElmurray looks at the clock, starts a dribble. Down to six, down to five. Spin move, gets it over to Davis. In the corner, swish. But it was an air ball. He came up short, hit the bottom of the net, and that's the end of the first quarter. 19-14, Galesburg by five at the end of one. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no such thing as a morning person. There is no wrong side of the bed or case of the Mondays. There are only those who know the simple joy of breakfast and those who don't. There are two things certain in this life. The sun always rises, and McDonald's prepares breakfast hot and fresh every morning just for you. Breakfast with hotcakes and premium roast coffee. Did they invent it? No, but they did perfect it. So when's the last time you had breakfast for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
Terry Cavanaugh here for Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL, inviting you to join me this coming week on Galesburg Live. I'll be talking with Kate Francis from the Orpheum Theater about upcoming holiday shows. Also, Dr. Laura Lane, founder and director of Nova Singers, is with us, and I'll also visit with Dr. Tammy Roskamp, superintendent of Abingdon School District 217. That's this coming week on Galesburg Live.
It's Galesburg Live with Terry Cavanaugh, weekday mornings at 9:15 on WGIL. Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Great first quarter in the books here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Exciting, up-tempo, two teams playing hard and playing well, and Galesburg has the ball to begin the second quarter. And a blocking foul call and a hand check by Royce Muscovalli. Fourth team foul on the Rocks, three on the Silver Streaks, just underway in the second period. Muscovalli will go to the bench with his second foul at the very start of the second quarter.
I'm so impressed with the way these teams played in the first quarter because they did some great things offensively, and they're both playing great defense. I mean, this is amazing to have this many points when you've got pressure like that right now out high. Brandon Thompson gets fouled. Was it Randall that got him?
No, I think it was Keith Kesey came over from the backside.
Oh, double team. But
oh, no, they are going to. Okay, they put it on the scoreboard. It is Kesey, though.
But either way, these teams are pressuring each other all over the court and handling it pretty well and shooting very well. The Streaks were 8 of 11 in the first quarter.
In transition, dumped it off to Aslan Butler, kicks it back out as he couldn't handle the pass. McElmurray fakes. Brandon Thompson had great penetration, but then Aslan just not good enough hands to be able to take it up and in. Now a high Butler with it, hands off to McElmurray. Backdoor cut. Dalton Davis gets fouled, cutting in from the left side. Three quick fouls on Rock Island, only 30 seconds into the second quarter. It's five team fouls now on the Rocks. Make it 16 fouls.
Galesburg able to get a little more done inside than I thought, but it's because we're not standing around waiting for things to happen. We're constantly setting picks and moving towards the basket. Nice look from Aslan Butler that time to Dalton Davis inside, who misses the first free throw.
Badly.
Barely caught the front iron.
Well, Keith Kesey came in, played 30 seconds of the second quarter, and he picked up two fouls, so he sits down. Tom Siegel has substituted far more than the Silver Streaks have in this game. As he goes deeper, here's Darquez Bonner into the game. He'll replace Kesey, who sits down. James Randolph, a 6'3 junior, is in for the Rocks. Cameron Ruiz is on the floor as well. Second one by Davis. Creeps over the front of the rim and drops through. Dalton with six tonight. Galesburg by six at 20-14, just underway second period.
You mentioned the substitutions, and I think outside of Butler, unless we get in foul trouble, I don't think you'll see another player off our bench in this one tonight.
Left side on the drive, Ruiz dumps it off, back out high to Devin Jones, gets it off to Randall, left open briefly for three, in and out, second one of those he's had that's rattled in and out, and Aslan Butler gets the rebound, streaks with a chance to build in a six-point lead. Brandon Thompson with it, near the Rock Island bench, top of the circle, Chad Thompson, hands off to McElmurray. Everything is contested here tonight, every pass, every dribble. Chad Thompson with it low, now down low, working against Darquez Bonner. Chad starts to dribble. Butler out between the circles. Leans, almost dragged his pivot foot, got it away just in time. McElmurray with a drive from the right side, and the shot rolls off the rim. Bonner with the rebound for the Rocks. McElmurray had good penetration. He was just unlucky on the roll over the rim. Randolph at the opposite end. Butler is all over him. Now passes it away to Devin Jones. Gets it back near the left elbow. Pass down low, over the head of McElmurray, turnaround jumper. Randall had a mismatch, and he took advantage of it.
Yeah, Randall can go down inside. He's not just going to stand out and pop threes. He can do that awful well, too, but he went inside with the tall trees that time, went over Butler and company and scored.
Chad Thompson, free throw line, off the back of the rim. Rebound to Randall. He's averaging nearly a double-double on the season. That's his second rebound tonight. Streaks have missed their first two shots in the second quarter after shooting lights out in the first quarter. Under 6 minutes to go before halftime. On the right side, Randall with it. Dumps it down low. Gets McElmurray in the air. Then throws it toward the basket, trying to draw the foul. And McElmurray gets the rebound.
McElmurray doing a nice job, even though Randall's getting some points. Bucket is staying right with him.
Brandon Thompson at the other end, out of control. And he runs over Darquez Bonner, who gets called for the blocking foul. And Coach Tom Siegel is irate with that call, and I'm not sure I blame him either.
Yeah, that happened right in front of him, and that official certainly got an earful. It must have been clean, or Tom would have got teed up, but he made his point known.
30-second timeout called by the Silver Streaks, 5:42 to go in the first half, and a 20-16 lead. Galesburg scored the first two baskets of the game, a three by Chad Thompson, a three by Dalton Davis, and they have led this entire game so far. It's a 20-16 lead right now with 5:42 to go before halftime. Never got a chance to look at any of the first quarter stats, and Jim, both teams came out, shot pretty well that first quarter despite the intensity.
Yeah, the biggest difference, just that shooting percentage. Galesburg hit 8 of 11. Rock Island was 6 of 13. Rebounds were just about even. Turnovers were just about even. So Silver Streaks, as they should do on their home court, come out gunning, hitting some shots. We've cooled off a little bit, 0 for 2 here in this second period, so we've got to keep shooting well, because if we go in one of those 4 or 5 minute lulls where we only score a point or two, that could be devastating on a night like this, because Rock Island, with all their talent, you don't figure they're going to have many long droughts.
Streaks fell behind in that Thornridge game 13-0, but that was to start the game. They had the entire rest of the game to come back. That would be an incredibly difficult task to do against Rock Island. As Brandon Thompson, unlucky on the free throw, nearly dropped through and then somehow popped out. And on the one and bonus, Rock Island gets the rebound. Still a four-point Galesburg lead, 5.5 to play in the first half. Top of the circle, Randolph with it. Now gives it over to Randall. Bucket stayed with him defensively. Right side, Ruiz missed the three. Rebound knocked around on the weak side. And on the putback, Randall finally gets it on the third try. Back to a two-point game, 20-18. Rock's got three chances at it. And on the third one, finally got it down.
Randall jumps so well. He's in the paint there. You'd think he was 6'7 in there. He just gets up above everybody.
Aslan Butler out high, working against Randolph, the big man. Right side, Brandon Thompson off the mark from three-point range. Chad Thompson with the weak side rebound. Back out to McElmurray. Streaks get another opportunity at it. Bucket drives. Ball rolls over the front of the rim and drops through. And now a whistle on the inbounds. Not sure what the stoppage
Brandon
of play
Thompson
was for.
Rolling the back of his head. I don't know if he caught a elbow or what. There's no foul call, but
no.
Good series by the Streaks. Brandon Thompson had to rush his shot a little bit. Good weak side rebound by Chad to keep it alive. And then McElmurray, who had the 17 last week, playing like he did against Quincy, with a nice bucket there.
Right side, Ruiz with it for Rock Island. Galesburg with a four-point lead. Good pass in the lane. They dump it off to Randall, or rather to Randolph, cutting in for the right baseline. And he couldn't handle the hard pass off his hand out of bounds. Four turnovers on the Rocks. And Randolph takes a seat for Coach Tom Siegel.
Yeah, Randolph, probably the most bulky of their guys at 6'3", but we've seen a couple of occasions where he's not got the best of hands. At least that's been the case in this first half. Some turnovers, and the Streaks will try and build on that four-point lead.
Under 4.5 minutes to play. Nearly a 5-second call, and then the pass goes off Tremaine Carson. Turnover by Galesburg. Layup at the other end. Spinning off the glass and in for Rommel Davis, and it's 22-20. Rock Island back within two.
Davis knew what to do with that ball.
Up court pass, Chad Thompson. On the sideline. Nearly dragged his pivot foot again. Under pressure, gets the pass away to Aslan Butler. Butler on the left-hand dribble. Now picks it up near the top of the circle. McCauley gets all over him. Butler has to hurry to get it away. Gets it over to Tremaine Carson, who gets knocked off balance. Throws the pass out to Brandon Thompson, who gets it near half court. And the Streaks will try to calm down and reset the offense here. Chad Thompson on the right wing. Top of the circle, Tremaine. Carson gives off to Brandon Thompson. McElmurray cutting from the outside. Thompson drives into the lane instead, and the shot rolls off on the running hook shot. But we got a held ball called as Tremaine got the arm in on Rommel Davis for the rebound, but the Rocks have it on the alternating possession.
Nice attempt by Brandon Thompson, and you know, he went around Randall to get down the lane, and I think that's what you got to do. You can't be saying, oh, this is Randall, I can't score against him. He went around. It was a tough shot, but he nearly got that roll to get it in.
Streaks 1-for-5 from the field in the second quarter after shooting 8-of-11 in the first period. 3:15 to go first half. Rocks trying to tie this or take the lead down two with 3:10 to play second quarter. In the lane. Turnaround by Randall. Gets it through. Had a chance at a three-point play on the Galesburg foul. We are tied for the first time tonight on an 8-2 Rock Island run.
Like I said, we've got to keep it up offensively. And one thing, Rock Island, I think their defense is even better here in the second quarter than it was the first. Tom Siegel made that point, I'm sure, in the huddle. The thing that we've left 3 points at the foul line. We're just 1 of 3, and one of those was the front end of a 1 and bonus. We got ourselves in the bonus here, but we haven't been able to take advantage of it so far.
12 points for Chasen Randall, who's now in double figures. And he gets a breather after finishing off the three-point play, his first break of this game. Under 3 minutes to play, the Rocks lead for the first time tonight, 23-22. McElmurray, Davis down below us on the left elbow. Drives into the lane at the free throw line, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to McElmurray on the right side. In the corner, drives baseline, spin move, gets it out to Butler for three, and it's over the basket. Weak side rebound to Davis. He has 5 boards tonight. Rocks in transition. Left side three, good! Devin Jones drains his second three-pointer of the night. Streaks call a full timeout. Now down 4 with 2:31 to go first half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The deep holiday discounts are already here at Farm King. Save 40% on 2011 wall and desk calendars. Take 25% off Columbia sportswear for men, ladies, and kids, including coats and gloves. And all men's Columbia footwear is 25% off at Farm King. Those red-hot Skechers shape-up shoes for women are just $99.99. And take 50% off all Acorn men's and women's slippers. Save 20% on Hoffert LED Christmas lights. And take 50% off Christmas wrapping paper. Deep holiday discounts, they're already here at Farm King.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee with you on WGIL Galesburg Radio 14. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. 2:31 to go first half. Silver Streaks now trailing Rock Island 26-22. This is now a 12-2 Rock Island run. Streaks have scored 7 points in this second quarter, but Rock Island has gone on one of those runs not long after Jim said the Streaks can't go through one of these lulls where they go 4 or 5 minutes by getting only a point or so, and they're in the middle of one right now with 2 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go before halftime.
Well, then Randall may sit the rest of this half, and so far they're up 3-0 because we had a bad shot down here and Jones went down and nailed one. We need to take advantage of this opportunity with Randall on the bench, although as we said, Rock Island is deep, and it's not just the Randall show, but he is clearly the guy in charge out there.
Dalton Davis drives, dumps it over to Chad Thompson in the corner, but the defense came over. Now Brandon Thompson has it. Fakes the three. Still with the dribble. Drives between two defenders. Puts it up, and an offensive foul called. Devin Jones was waiting there. Thompson lost his two defenders out on the wing, but then Devin Jones came over on the help side defense and was waiting for him on the penetration to pick up the foul. The second on Brandon, and the sixth Galesburg turnover.
Got a way to find a way to spot up our three-point shooters for a couple of clean looks here before the end of the half. Rock Island's defense is still smothering. We've taken a few shots, but we haven't gotten a clean look much in the second period at all.
Now Randall's back into the game. Jim, you thought he might get a good rest the rest of the half. It doesn't happen. And a driving left baseline and a late foul called on Ryan McElmurray, and a chance at another three-point play for Chase and Randall, who got them the lead on a bucket and a foul. And now it's a six-point Galesburg deficit with 28-22, a minute 55 to go in the first half, and McElmurray's second foul. Randall to the line, off the back of the rim. But Rocks get the rebound in the lane, put back good for Romel Davis. He has six rebounds tonight. And the Silver Streaks, who talked at the beginning of the season about the difficulty of winning the rebounding battle, is getting dominated on the boards in this second quarter. McElmurray has to balance on the sideline, gets the pass away to Tremaine Carson, who throws it away. Here's Randall at the other end. Fakes left, goes right, lays it up, and another timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Rock Island having its way with Galesburg now, leading by 10, 32-22, and a 30-second timeout.
This Rock Island team is a lot better than the one that we played last year in the regional final. We've had when Victor Davis had his real strong stretch there at one point, we had gone up 49-42 in that game, and then Randall and Muskie Valley took over, and they went ahead and went on, but they didn't go very far in the postseason. This Rock Island team has a chance to go deep. I mean, they're deep on the bench. You got your all-stater in Randall, and you got a lot of nice compliments. The guys not only that can shoot, but also can go inside. That job by Rommel to get the offensive rebound and put that thing back in. Rommel Davis, he gets way up, and so they're deep, they're strong, and it's all we can do to stay in the game right now after a great first quarter. We're on the verge of getting blown out here.
Streaks have been outscored 18-3 in this second quarter, trailing now 32-22. Down low, Brandon Thompson had the ball knocked out of his hands. Turnover to the Rocks. Davis at the other end puts it up. Finger roll too strong. Rebound put back. That one's too strong. Won't go down for McCauley, and he gets his own rebound again. Now left side on the wing. Jones pulls up, and they'll kick it back out with under a minute to go in the first half.
They are just relentless on the offensive end.
Third offensive opportunity on this trip. Streaks have scored only 3 points this quarter. High low, down low to McCauley, trying to lean in on Aslan Butler on a travel call. Only the second turnover of the quarter for the Rocks, fifth for the game, and the Streaks needed that with 42 seconds to go. Now they need to convert on this end, down 10, get this back to single digits heading into the locker room.
And my thoughts exactly. That'll be a moral victory there to know we're still in the game.
Dalton Davis, right side Brandon Thompson. I hope the Streaks don't take too quick of a shot here. Thompson, head fakes, drives in the lane, got bumped, falls down, rebound, knocked around at half court. Davis gets it for the Rocks. At the other end, in the lane, loses the handle on the dribble, and the loose ball, Randall gets it for the Rocks.
Quick hands of McElmurray nearly created a turnover there twice, but we just couldn't quite get it. And now we've got an offensive foul on Rommel Davis underneath. He and Butler were going at it.
The Streaks get it back with 7 seconds to go and another chance to get this 10-point deficit down to three. Or excuse me, to get it down to seven maybe with a three-pointer, but at least a score here. 7.1 seconds to take it the length of the court. McElmurray to Brandon Thompson. Down to 5 seconds across midcourt. Thompson takes it all the way. A blocking foul and a basket! Thompson did a great job with McCauley there waiting for him. Brandon Thompson, instead of going straight into the basket, just faded to his right a little bit, and McCauley had to lean in to make the contact, and you'll get the defensive foul every time on that one. And Brandon with a chance at a three-point play with 2.4 seconds to go right before halftime.
Good job by Thompson to attack the basket, and he's been playing in some pain here in this half. There's been a lot of physical play. We've seen Butler and Rommel Davis going at it down low, and this has been as physical a game as we've played all year, too, with Rock Island, the way they pound especially their offensive glass.
Thompson to the line, 0 for 1, now 1 for 2. Only his 7th point tonight. And there's those 3 points we were hoping Galesburg would get right before halftime, 32-25. 2.5 seconds to go. Got to play defensively now. Chason Randall at half court throws it off the mark. That's the end of the first half. Galesburg trails by 7 after leading by 5 at the end of the first quarter as they head to the locker room. 32-25 Rock Island. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Honey, try this. It's a new McCafe caramel mocha.
Mmm. What mocha?
Caramel mocha.
You mean caramel mocha?
Caramel.
Caramel's a town in Indiana.
But you don't say, hi, I'm from Caramel, Indiana, so it's caramel.
Caramel is sweet, mixed with rich chocolate and smooth espresso, topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle.
Fancy people say caramel.
Introducing McCafe caramel mocha from McDonald's. Or
caramel.
I don't know who you are.
The simple joy of indulgence at participating McDonald's.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
It's halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Whiteout is the theme tonight. And thank goodness we're not talking about any whiteout conditions outside, but it was almost lights out in the second quarter, at least from the Rock Island perspective. Trailing 19-14 to the Silver Streaks at the end of the first quarter, Rock Island outscored Galesburg 18-3 before the Silver Streaks got the final 3 points of the half and go into the locker room bleeding, but controlling that bleeding a little bit now, cutting the deficit to 7, 32-25 through the first two quarters. Fun first half to watch. Unfortunately for Galesburg, just more fun for Rock Island at this point.
Yeah, if you're a player from a lesser team or you're not used to seeing these athletes or this tempo, you'd be pretty intimidated watching this game. This is a heck of a basketball game. This is why we love Friday nights. And Rock Island, like I said, I think they're considerably improved, certainly deeper than they were 1 year ago. And the Streaks will have to get back to what we did in the first quarter to have a chance. In that first quarter, the Streaks hit 8 out of 11. They were able to get some three-point shooters freed up and get some penetration and baskets inside. Everything fell apart in the second quarter. It wasn't that we didn't shoot that well. We were only 2 of 6. We just couldn't get hardly any shots off. I mean, Rock Island's defense was so suffocating against us. We did miss some free throw opportunities. So the Streaks, yep, 55% in the first half, 10 of 18. Normally that's good enough to get you the lead, but Rock Island was 14 of 28 for 50% from the field. Just more opportunities for the Rocks. Rebounding edge starting to stretch out for Rock Island now. We've got them at 15 rebounds to, 6 of 8, 9 for Galesburg. And the turnovers, 8 for the Streaks and 6 for Rock Island. And Rocky, another one of those teams that you see over the years that's really good. When you make a turnover against them, pretty good chance they're going to turn it into 2 points going the other way.
They didn't do that so much in the first quarter, but they definitely did it in the second quarter when they built this lead.
Yeah, and again, it's not just the Randall show, although he's terrific. He's doing more inside now than what I remember him doing last year. You can tell he's been playing on some great teams and learning a lot of things over the summer. He's truly becoming a great player, but wow, what a compliment he's got to go around him. This is a deep, strong team.
Rock Island, 3 of 9 from 3-point range, only 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks are 3 of 7 from 3-point range, but only 2 of 4 from the free throw line. And Galesburg had to burn 3 timeouts in that second quarter just to try to slow the momentum down a little bit and try to hang into this game. We'll see what kind of energy they bring out of the locker room to begin the third quarter, but we're only halfway through halftime here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half individual scoring for both of these teams, and we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. It's 32-25 Rock Island at the half. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Pooch on the block following me around. Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Arf, arf. Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by financial advisor John Herman at Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, serving you in the same location for over 10 years on Henderson Street in Galesburg, member SIPC. Tonight, cloudy sky, low near 32. A mixed bag tomorrow with rain changing to snow and sleet in the afternoon, snow accumulation less than a half of an inch, and a high near 38 with temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. Currently, we do have partly cloudy sky and 35 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Thanks for the forecast update. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg High School boys basketball tonight here on WGIL. I'm Brad Binowitz. Jim Lee is down sideline. We'll hear from him and assistant coach Steve Cheeseman of the Silver Streaks coming up here in just a moment. First half scoring for the Rock Island Rocks, led by that guy, Stanford University-bound Chasen Randall with 16 points. Half of the Rocks' scoring output, 16 of their 32. Devin Jones is next with 6. Denzel McCauley and Romel Davis each have 4. Royce Muscavalli with 2 points for the Rock Island Rocks. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Brandon Thompson leads the way with 7. Dalton Davis and Chad Thompson each with 6. Ryan McElmurray has 4. Tremaine Carson has 2 points. As the Silver Streaks trail at the half, 32-25. Both teams come in with identical 5-1 records and 1-0 Western Big 6 conference records. But the Rocks were the preseason favorite. United Township was the preseason pick for second place. And that's who the Silver Streaks will battle next Friday night. So it's a good stretch here for the Silver Streaks, who get off, as we mentioned, to a 5-1 start. But find out just how good this team is going to be under this senior leadership. Want to remind you, we have a Galesburg High School girls basketball doubleheader coming up tomorrow here on WGIL. We'll start it off early with the Silver Streaks and Peoria Central at 9:30 tomorrow morning. 9 o'clock, 8:40 for the pregame show, and then a 1:06 afternoon pregame battle between the Silver Streaks and Peoria Notre Dame in this midwinter classic. Let's go down sidelines. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, a couple of quick comments, coach. Obviously, the great first quarter. What do we need to do to turn around that second quarter?
We gave them too many second chance points. We gave a lot of offensive bounds. We got our offense pushed out. We just need to play that old proverbial R game. Play one possession at a time. We got that was a key three-point play at the end of the quarter to keep us right where we need to be. We got to come out right now and go toe-to-toe with them these first 3 minutes. This is a really important time.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
Finishing off the weekend schedule, Galesburg travels to Metamora. Galesburg boys travel to Metamora tomorrow night. The Redbirds are 4-0 heading into their Middle Illini action tonight. So, a tough stretch for the Silver Streaks, and they're seeing the best team tonight that they have seen all season long in the 5-1 Rock Island Rocks. Galesburg will have the ball to begin the second half. Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson, along with McElmurray, Carson, and Dalton Davis for the Silver Streaks. Davis will inbound it at half court. It's Rommel Davis, along with Randall, Muscovalli, Jones, and McCauley for the Rocks. So the same starting five for both teams to start off the second half. And we've got a defensive foul called on Rock Island at the other end. Royce Muscovalli didn't play very much in that first half as he picked up his second foul early in the second quarter, rode the bench the rest of the way. Ironically, they played great without him, and he picks up his third foul 6 seconds into the third quarter. And then the ball gets knocked out of bounds on the inbound. McElmurray from the right of his own basket, looking, gets it into Dalton Davis in the far corner, right in front of the end of the Galesburg bench. Dalton has it now, works his way toward the wing, between the legs with the dribble, still with it, back out top to Tremaine Carson. Just underway third quarter, Galesburg with the ball down 7. Nice to get the last 3 points of the first half and then try to get something going offensively on the first possession of the second half. McElmurray in front of the Galesburg bench. Top of the circle, Carson. We played 30 seconds, third quarter. Tremaine with a jump stop gets it over to Dalton Davis. Tremaine was cutting back door. They get it over to Chad Thompson. Off the back of the iron for three-point range, and Devin Jones gets his first rebound for Rock Island. At the other end, Muscovalli baseline. Kicks it out. Now McElmurray with the steal.
There we go.
At the other end, and he leads Brandon Thompson too much, who has to skip along the baseline to prevent it from going out of bounds. Now Dalton outside, fakes a three, Brandon Thompson with it. Bounce pass, top of the circle to Tremaine Carson. Streaks got a good open look last time down. Davis dumps it off, Tremaine Carson gets blocked hard, and it goes out of bounds, and the Streaks will keep it. So Randall came over from the weak side and just pounded that shot out of bounds.
And with the left hand, too. He's something else.
Inbounds nearly stolen away, last touch by Rock Island, as Randall battled with Brandon Thompson, who's slow to get up.
Brandon's been slow to do everything tonight, and, you know, he's still trying to come back. As Coach Reynolds said, he's about 75%.
From that back injury, we should clarify.
And Brandon, I mean, his very nature is kind of sluggish. He's deceptively fast when he wants to be, but a lot of times he's one of those guys that may look a little lazy out there just because his body language, that's the way he does things.
Dalton Davis on the dribble has it knocked out of his hands along the baseline. Rock Island getting their hand on the ball a lot here on this Galesburg opening possession, which has now lasted a minute and 26 seconds. The Streaks have had a shot blocked and a missed three-pointer. Rock Island's only possession was a turnover. Thompson drives left side, and you can tell even on that shot, he was uncomfortable putting it up, and then the defensive rebound gets knocked out of bounds back to Rock Island. Tremaine Carson has to help up Brandon Thompson. Jim, I feel like I've seen more effects of the back bothering him tonight than we saw last week at Quincy.
Well, and I think he's just being tested so much more tonight. The Quincy team didn't have near the athletes, and you're just having to work so much harder on both ends of the court against this Rock Island bunch.
And as you mentioned, probably the most physical game tonight that the Silver Streaks have played all season. Now a bad pass by Muscovalli. Got caught in the air as he dribbled past his defender out high, and then he dumped it off with a semi-no-look pass and to clearly nobody on the other end. Two possessions, two turnovers in the second half for Rock Island. We've played 2 minutes. Galesburg down 7 with the ball and another crack at cutting a little closer. And off balance again, Brandon Thompson missed it. Tremaine Carson with the rebound, throws it back up, and he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws here.
Well, we're just trying to survive on determination right now. It's been pretty ugly on the offensive end, but the kids are fighting in there. It's just hard to get a shot off inside.
Second foul on Denzel McCauley. Second team foul on Rock Island. With 5:54 to go, third quarter, Tremaine's first free throw misses. Streaks are 0-4 from the field this quarter, now 0-1 from the free throw line. Tremaine Carson has been surprisingly decent from the free throw line this season, just under 65%, but he misses both here, and the Rocks get another rebound.
We've got to find our energy back that we came out to start the game with. We were so strong, but we're kind of fading here as this goes along.
Randall through the lane, then nobody gets the rebound, but then James Randolph back into the game, stepped on the baseline with the rebound, and the Streaks will get it back.
Another turnover. Rocks have had 3 in 3 possessions. and an opportunity here. You don't get a lot of these.
No.
Against a real good team. You need to start cashing in here. So
oh,
my.
Late whistle. Brandon Thompson was a good foot, the length of his foot, and maybe more out of bounds. And it happened right in front of the official, and he looked at it, and then finally blew the whistle. I thought,
yeah, his whole right foot was out of bounds, and I'm not sure the left one didn't touch the line, too.
Maybe he just didn't have the whistle in his mouth as well as he would have liked. I can't believe it took him so long to blow that. Spin move in the lane, and then a shovel shot off the glass by Chason Randall. Man, he is so quick to the basket. Dalton Davis breaks the press at the other end. Streaks down 9, 5:05 to go third quarter. It's been a scoreless drought here to begin the second half of the Silver Streaks, and until the last possession, the Rocks hadn't done anything with it either. And the Streaks may have missed their best opportunity of the night. McElmurray drives, gets it down low to Chad Thompson, who drives baseline, and on the reverse side draws a foul.
What a nice job in there. The Streaks keep pounding, trying to get something inside when they know they just can't get a lot of the three-pointers off, and they've got to score some inside, and a nice give-and-go that time. And Thompson over the one man that he could get over. Randolph is 6'3", but as we said, kind of bulky. Chad used those long arms to get the shot off and hit the free throw.
He's only at 58% on the season, but he does make the first free throw and the first second-half points for the Silver Streaks, who trail by 8, 34-26. Chad Thompson with 7 on the game. 4:54 to go, third quarter. Second one by Thompson. And the left-hander puts it up and off the back of the rim. And the rebound by Keith Kesey for Rock Island. Everybody cleared out of the left side. That rebound was up for grabs. Drive, baseline, and a putback by Rommel Davis. Nobody came over to help out, and the Rocks lead by 10. Matching their biggest lead of the night.
Mike Reynolds. I'm sorry, Brad.
He was 10 late in the first half. Go ahead, Jim.
Mike Reynolds had told you that they've got maybe 4 Division I prospects on this team, and I can sure believe it.
Turnover by Galesburg leads to a defensive foul by Dalton Davis trying to get it back. So 10 turnovers in the game for the Streaks. The second foul on Dalton Davis is the first on Galesburg here in this third quarter. 4.5 minutes to play. Galesburg down 10, 36-26, and the Rocks with the ball again. Muscavalli over to Kesey. Hands off, out high. Randall skips right over to Muscavalli on the elbow. Now drives into the lane. Kicks it back out. Fake by Davis. Drives, and he goes for the right-handed dunk and comes up well short. Chad Thompson gets the rebound. On the opposite end, McElmurray drives, kicks it out to Brandon Thompson. The three spins in and out, and the rebound to the Rocks. Quick up-court pass, and Randall led Davis too much, and he couldn't chase it down, out of bounds, back to Galesburg.
Well, it feels like we're lucky to be within 10 points.
Yeah,
it
sure does.
We just need a couple of shots to go down in the worst way, and that last one was so close but wouldn't go, but we're... You know, again, we're not deep. Rock Island using quite a few players. We've only got really 6, and it just seems like we're a tired team out there right now. We still got a long way to go.
Streaks 0-for-5 from the field in this quarter and 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Dalton Davis gets bumped on the dribble, gets it over to McElmurray. Spins in the lane, comes up short with the left hand. Randolph with the rebound. Ryan was out of control going into the basket. Muscavalli at the other end. Quick shot won't go. Rebound knocked out of Butler's hands. Dalton Davis comes up with it. Trying to lead the break, but the Rocks get back defensively. They'll have to set the offense. Brandon Thompson fakes the drive. In traffic, throws it up. That won't go. Aslan Butler with a rebound. Put back. Short, but he draws a foul. Good battle down low by Butler. He'll get a chance at a couple of free throws. He's been held scoreless.
Well, inside, we're just basically initiating some contact and trying to get to the foul line. I don't think our guys, any of them that have got in there, really believe they're going to score on the first shot. I think they're just hoping to get fouled and hoping to get to the line. We did there on the second try, but they're not going to shoot a very high percentage doing that.
And there has been contact. There's been a lot of contact in this game that hasn't been called, so... Clearly, that strategy is not going to work because the officials up to this point haven't been calling it that tightly. Butler misses the first free throw. Galesburg 1-of-5 from the free throw line this quarter and 3-of-9 for the game. Down by 10.
Now, we're not going to win this game inside like that. I like to see us try it sometimes, but if we're going to beat this bunch, we've got to stroke the three. We've got to get out there and knock down some shots. And right now, in the first quarter, it was happening. It hasn't since.
0 for 7 from the field is Galesburg in this second half. And haven't had many open looks from the outside either. Muscavelli drives, dumps it off to Kesey, and blocked from behind by Chad Thompson. McElmurray picks up the loose ball. Hasn't been a real pretty offensive second half for the Rocks either.
Nope.
Turnaround by Thompson, baseline, and he gets fouled. They'll get a chance at a couple of free throws, and I believe that one's on Denzel McCauley. That'll be his third.
You know, I talked up McCauley, but to me, it looks like he's taking a step or two back. I'm not as impressed with him as I was one game when he played down here last year. Got a new hairstyle, but but otherwise, I think the rest of his game is kind of plateaued, and some of his other teammates have really kind of passed him by. He's tall in there, but he's not getting a whole lot done.
Chad Thompson makes a first free throw. He has 8 points now, 36-28. Galesburg hanging in there, down eight, with 2:50 to go third quarter. The foul actually was on Cameron Ruiz from the weak side. As hard as Chad went down, I thought for sure that one was going to be against McCauley. Chad makes both free throws. He has all three of his points from the free throw line in the second half and nine for the game. Galesburg down seven. Two-on-one break. McCauley into the lane. Kesey puts it up and in. McElmurray trying to draw the offensive foul. Went to the deck. But again, the officials letting the kids play here tonight. Galesburg down nine. Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, long three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped into the hands of Royce Muscavelli. Leads the break to the other end. Pass Thompson, shovel shot, won't go, and a foul goes against Rock Island. We're going the other way. Well, they're going to call that on... I thought Joe Thompson signaled 25, but 25 for the Rocks isn't out there right now. The only 25 out there is for Galesburg. And I thought Chad Thompson was going to get called for crashing the boards from the backside.
And now Rock Island.
And now it is going to go to Rock Island. And sorry, Galesburg fans, I think that was the right call. On the rebound over the back. And now Coach Mike Reynolds understandably wants an explanation. As the indication was... We're going the other direction, but Joe Thompson put up the numbers of Tremaine Carson on the foul, so now we've got it straightened out. Bounce pass on the right side. Randall got free, but the three-pointer won't go down, and the rebound put back won't go for McCauley either, and now a tie-up called on the other offensive rebound possession, and the Rocks will keep it. Boy, Muscavelli just missed a chip shot right under the basket after the offensive rebound. Rocks get a third opportunity with it now on the held ball. 2:09 to go third quarter, leading by 9, 38-29. Muscavelli inbounds with a no look. Wide open. Devin Jones misses the jump shot, and Dalton Davis jumps in for the rebound. Here come the streaks at the other end. Chad Thompson pulls up. Bank shot won't go. Rebound. Chase down. Rocks get it.
Both of these teams left their offensive skills in the locker room at halftime. Yep. An easy one for the 6'8 McCauley on a long pass. For Muscavelli.
And a whistle. Ryan McElmurray got poked in the eye, so he's going to walk it off. 40-29. It's the Rocks' biggest lead now. An 11-point lead with a minute 50 to go third quarter. Aslan Butler comes in for the Silver Streaks, replacing Chad Thompson. Ryan McElmurray walks over to his head coach. Well, he didn't get poked in the eye. He got poked on the side of the head. He's holding his right hand on the right side of his head. With his back to us from up here, it looked like he was holding his eye. But Ryan's going to stay in the game. Now he puts his hand to his head again, so hopefully he's okay. Let's see how he handles the ball here. Almost throws it in front of Brandon Thompson a little too much. Brandon drives other end. Quick running jumper won't go. This one's danger time for the Silver Streaks as McCauley gets the rebound. Rocks lead the break at the other end. Kesey lays it in. Good give and go to Kesey down the lane, and Coach Mike Reynolds quickly calls timeout. 42-29, biggest lead of the game for the Rocks. A minute 34 to go, third quarter. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. With this reminder, the District 205 Music Department presents music for the holiday season in a variety of concerts.
Churchill's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs perform Monday the 13th at 7 at Churchill Auditorium. Get the whole schedule at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Minute 34 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down 42-29. Streets have been outscored 10-4 in this third quarter. They've been outscored at one point 18-3 in the second quarter. So the memories of the first quarter when the Streaks led by as many as 6 points, rather 7 points, late in the first quarter are a distant, distant memory right now. Streaks need a run with 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Down by 13, Rocks with a full court press, but the Streaks break it. McElmurray down low, Tremaine back out to McElmurray.
Tremaine didn't realize if he'd have turned around, there was nobody there.
Wide open.
Could have had an easy shot.
Yep.
But again, Rock Island just intimidated us inside.
Dalton Davis to Tremaine. Brings the dribble back out to the free throw line. Looking to give it away. Needs help. McCauley is on him. Needs help. Gets it over to Brandon Thompson. Down the lane. Has it knocked out of his hands and a foul called against the Rocks. Only the 16th foul, though. Brandon slowly gets up. And with a minute 3 to go, third quarter, the next foul will put the Silver Streaks in the bonus. Devin Jones picks up his first foul.
Well, I'm sure as much as anything in the timeout, Coach Reynolds trying to breathe some life into this team. It just looked like their spirit has been broken since that second quarter run by Rock Island. We've never recovered. Thompson hits the free throw.
Which I didn't think he was going to get free throws. I thought he was penetrating, but not in the act of shooting. Joe Thompson, who blew the whistle, saw it the other way, though.
Still haven't got a field goal in this third quarter. 0 of 10 from the field.
And only 2 field goals in the second quarter. Streak started the game 8 of 11 from the field in the first quarter, but it's been hard to come by ever since. Galesburg down 11 with 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Need a big defensive stop here with the Rocks spreading it out on the weave. Muscavalli out high. Now he'll penetrate. Cut off. Baseline. McCauley. Move. Travels. Galesburg got exactly what they needed here. 6 turnovers in the first half for the Rocks. 5 in this third quarter, though. 11 for the game. Now the Rocks bring the full court press on. Actually, more of a three-quarter court press. McElmurray in the backcourt with a dribble. Gets it up court to Brandon Thompson. Drives across half court and picks up a defensive foul. And now Brandon will get a one in bonus with 35 seconds to go as Kesey picks up his third foul. Thompson on the drive, and then Kesey didn't give him enough room with the dribble.
Kesey looks surprised. He shouldn't have been after that because he just kept bumping along the baseline, and you can't do that.
So a chance for the Streaks to cut a little closer here, get it back into single digits late in the third quarter. If Thompson can at least hit the first one on the one and bonus here, 3 for 4 tonight from the free throw line. 11 points for the game, and he makes the first one. 42-32. Galesburg down 10 with a chance to make it a single-digit deficit. Try to get this crowd back into the game. Streaks all 7 points from the free throw line in the second half. And Chasen Randall blocks out Aslan Butler for the rebound after the miss by Thompson on the second free throw. Now the Rocks will spread it out and again attempt to hold for the last shot.
The Streaks are just tired enough. I think they'll be more than happy to let them take this.
16 seconds to go, third quarter. Muscavalli with the dribble, working his way back toward the midcourt basketball. The big orange painted basketball in the midcourt for Galesburg. Muscavalli fakes the pass, drives all the way in, and Aslan Butler goes down hard and is slow to get up and a chance at a three-point play.
These Rocks attack the basket so much harder than any team we've seen so far.
A really clever move as Royce Muscavalli working right. Randall came from the low side and looked as if he was going to pass off to Randall, and instead he just drove all the way around him. Finishes off the three-point play, and just like that, it's back up to a 13-point lead with 6.7 seconds to go late in the third quarter. Ruiz will put a little token pressure in the backcourt as McElmurray will inbound it from the baseline up to Brandon Thompson with 5. Across midcourt, and a blocking foul called. Or are they going to say out of bounds? They're just going to say out of bounds. And there was a huge collision between Brandon Thompson and Darquez Bonner, who came running up just as Thompson brought it across midcourt to put him in a horrible position. A lot of contact, no foul. Simply out of bounds on the Rocks with 3.3 seconds to go. Dalton Davis into Aslan Butler. Down to 2. Butler hands off to Dalton. And he just has to throw it to the basket way out of his range. That's the end of the third quarter. Rock Island by 13, looking very impressive at the end of three quarters. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's off to Metamora for another Silver Streaks boys basketball game tomorrow night. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the call as the Streaks hit the road on Saturday here on WGIL.
Hillsburg boys basketball team getting dominated. Great first quarter between the Streaks and the Rocks. But that seven-point Galesburg lead back in the first quarter is now a 13-point Rock Island lead as we're ready to start the fourth quarter. McElmurray, Davis, Brandon, and Chad Thompson, and Tremaine Carson back on the floor for the Silver Streaks to begin this final quarter of play. Streaks need a tremendous effort in this fourth quarter, and that's a good way to start it. Ryan McElmurray gets the first basket of the second half for Galesburg on the pass from out high, and he took it all the way in from the right side down low and got what may be the easiest Galesburg basket of the night, and they needed it. They did not make a single shot in the third quarter, and now a timeout called by Rock Island as the Streaks got good defensive pressure on Royce Muscavelli out near midcourt, put him in a terrible defensive position, and Coach Tom Siegel quickly called the 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Siegel recognizing that, and you know they're up 11 points, but the last thing Tom wants to see is to have Galesburg make a little run here early in the fourth quarter, get this big crowd back into the game. The crowd's been pretty quiet after that first quarter, and I can't blame them. They've not had a whole lot to cheer about, but if the Streaks could go on a little run here, that would bring them back into life and maybe make them a factor in this game.
Well, sure had a great opportunity to go on a run in the second quarter, third quarter rather. It just didn't happen. What'd you say, Jim, for shooting in that third quarter? 0 for 10. 0 for 10.
Rock Island 6 of 14, and Rock Island just cleaned up on the glass, too. I had them for 13 rebounds in the third period to just a 6 for the Silver Streaks. So they just absolutely crushed us on both ends of the floor, and still we're within 11. It feels like more than that.
Streaks were 7 of 12 from the free throw line for all of their points. Here's a missed three at the other end, and then another offensive rebound by the Rocks. A second putback won't go. Now McCauley with a putback and a foul. Well, the Streaks were getting what they wanted. A miss by Romel Davis, and then another miss on the offensive putback, and then finally on the third chance, McCauley with a rebound and his eighth point of the night and a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, Romel Davis, he may get up as well as Jason Randall. These guys, number 4 and 5, they wear at the guard spots, and they're kind of interchangeable in their athleticism. Randall, the more polished basketball player, but Davis, quite an athlete.
Brandon Thompson at the other end gets blocked, and the rebound to Royce Muscavelli. Thompson took it all the way in. The Rocks were waiting for him down low. Now Muscavelli blasts right down the lane and lays it in. It's a 15-point Rock Island lead at 49-34. Just these little spurts by Rock Island. Streaks hang in there and hang in there, and then just in about a 30-second stretch, the Rocks make it look so easy, and boom, the lead is big. They haven't done it a lot, but it's just been a couple of little spurts, and the defensive pressure again at the other end, slapping the ball out of bounds. Again, Rock Island has not let up at all throughout this game. They contest everything. Dalton Davis will inbound from the head of the Galesburg bench to Brandon Thompson. 6:40 to go in the game. Galesburg down 15, 49-34. Right side, McElmurray with it. Rocks give him space. Ryan doesn't shoot it from outside very much. Out high, Brandon Thompson will shoot the three. That one's an airmail at the other end. Ryan tries to save it under the basket, but can't even get it back in bounds, and it'll go back to the Rocks.
Well, this is just one game, but what I've seen from Rock Island, this is the best Western Big Six team I've seen in years. Now, they may not play this well every night, but I don't know how anybody in this conference is going to beat these guys.
Turnaround by Muskie Valley in the lane. That one's well off the mark. And then Tremaine Carson jumps in and covers up the rebound. His fourth of the night. At the other end, pump fake. Dalton Davis rolls off, gets his own rebound, goes to the left side, and draws a foul on the putback. Dalton unlucky on the basket on the other end, and then the Rocks got too aggressive as the ball held up just long enough, and they overjumped the rebound, and then Dalton got it back, stepped to the weak side, and drew the foul.
Rock Island's toughest game, an overtime win over Aurora West, traditional state power. And you see why Coach Kirkman of Aurora West likes to go to Rock Island there to start the season. To get that kind of competition, that must have been a whale of a game.
Timeout called by the Rocks with 6:01 to go in the game. They also got a one-point win over Peoria Richwoods, I believe, yeah, in that tournament. Lost to Chicago Bogan. And it ended up being Bogan, I think, that won it on the tiebreaker in that tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
So they were, I was showing them 6-0. They did lose a game up there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And clearly they played tougher competition, which has prepared them for this Western Big Six Conference schedule. We said early on in this broadcast, they were the preseason favorite. We didn't doubt that. It was confirmed by the coaches at the basketball banquet the week before the season started. Then there was a media poll here released not too long ago, and they were the preseason conference favorite there again. And they're showing why tonight here, leading 49-34. And they will play some good competition throughout the season.
Now, this is the first game this year that we can really see the big void left by Victor Davis. We have gotten along pretty well without him so far. Even the game we lost wasn't because Victor wasn't in the middle. We did some other things to beat ourselves in that one.
Yep.
Davis makes the first free throw. But this one tonight, we could have used Victor's 20-plus points and 15 rebounds in this one for sure.
Dalton makes both free throws. He's got 8 points tonight, 49-36. Galesburg down 13. With under 6 minutes to go in the game now. Sophomores lost tonight 65-31. Out high, Randall gives it off to Devin Jones, looking to give it away. Nope, he'll dribble left side instead. Boy, they had McCauley cutting right down the lane, but they couldn't find him. Rommel Davis was open at the free throw line, but he backs it up near half court. Coach Mike Reynolds imploring his players to get out, play some defense, contest everything. Devin Jones down the lane, missed shot, rebound put back Davis. They are relentless on the boards. He has 8 rebounds. 51-36 Rock Island. Rocks dominating the rebounding effort tonight. Dalton Davis on the right side. On the right side, draws the double team, and it's kicked out to Chad Thompson, who's long legs reached back behind him and stepped on the sideline. 11 turnovers on the streaks.
When we talk about what Rock Island can do offensively, it's still been their defense. It's really been the big factor here that has completely taken us out of our game after the first quarter.
Brandon Thompson pokes one away from the backside of Muskie Valley, streaks with the turnover at the other end. McElmurray with a good drive and avoids the contact, takes it up high from the left side, and the streaks use their timeout, their final timeout. 51-38 Rock Island with 4:55 to go in the game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Creed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Creed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, Spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Creed Love Sporting Goods.
The GHS girls basketball team opens play in the Midwinter Classic with a doubleheader coming up tomorrow, 8:40 for the first game against Peoria Central. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Jim Wyman and me for the action on WGIL.
Back to doubleheader for the Galesburg girls tomorrow. Not only that game early in the morning, 8:40 the pregame, as we just heard Tom mention, but then another game later on, just a little after 1 o'clock, as the Silver Streaks girls have that doubleheader tomorrow. 1:06 will be the afternoon tip-off, or the pregame against Peoria Notre Dame. And then, as we mentioned earlier, Galesburg boys tomorrow night at Metamora. So a triple header of Galesburg High School basketball tomorrow for you here on WGIL. Again, getting it started at 8:40 tomorrow morning with Tom Meredith and Jim Wyman for the Galesburg girls. Down low, McCauley with a two-handed jam. Streaks had the defensive pressure out high, trying to force a turnover, and McCauley was just lurking under the basket when he finally got it and crammed it down with two hands. A 15-point Rock Island lead, 53-38, and Aslan Butler called for a foul away from the ball on the other end. His first of the game, 12th Galesburg turnover, and this one could get up to 20 points very quickly. 4.5 minutes to play. McCauley again at the other end with a long pass. Misses, and then Chasen Randall with a rebound put back. 55-38. McCauley misses some easy shots down low. Like he just hurries just a little too much. Brandon Thompson with contact, knifed between the defenders, and finally gets one of those shots to fall, and he draws a foul.
Well, you mentioned McCauley, and at 6'8", he's gonna, against us, it doesn't hurt him too bad because they've got enough other guys that go in there in sky that can do things. But against, you know, the team they lost to, Bogan, or against the Peoria schools, if they play Central or Manual or Richwoods or whoever, he's got to give him a little more inside. When he gets opportunities to score, he needs to.
Brandon makes the free throw. 55-41, Brandon Thompson tonight with 13 points now. Dalton Davis has 10, the only other Galesburg player in double figures. Chad Thompson is one short with 9. Pump fakes twice in the lane and up and in by Devin Jones. Pump fake once, twice. Went up for it on the third one and put it in cleanly. Dalton Davis at the other end with a runner. Can't get the shot to fall, but that's the 10th team foul on the Rocks. So Dalton's going to get 2 free throws either way. So the Streaks now trying to extend the game. And ironically, earlier in the game, the officials were not calling the contact, and they're calling a lot of it here. And it'll benefit the Silver Streaks if they can get to the line. Fourth foul on McCauley. Dalton puts the first one up and gets the roll.
We used to run into Rock Island over at the Bloomington Normal Holiday Classic. In fact, we played them there several years in a row and got a little tired of playing the Rocks 4 times in a year. But
because the Streaks were also playing him in the Thanksgiving tournament at the beginning of the year at
right.
that time.
Yep, and they could have faced him in the regional, too, as Davis makes the second. Now we've gone to Charleston. They're still at Bloomington Normal. It'll be interesting, Brad, to see as there's a near turnover back on the other side.
And now they do turn it over. Rock Island loses it on the baseline. Tremaine Carson made that one happen.
Yep, on the floor the whole time. Interesting to see, though. Rock Island usually plays poorly over there in Bloomington Normal. It'll be interesting to see if this team can finally break through and play some good basketball and maybe bring home some hardware from Bloomington this year.
Chad Thompson in the lane, but a foul called before. As with a long stride, he went into the lane with a left hand, put it up and in, but no basket. Coach Tom Siegel doesn't agree with the foul called. And that's the fourth foul of the game on Keith Kesey and sends Chad Thompson to the line. And Coach Tom Siegel's frustration here is that Galesburg's only chance, it would appear, is to extend this game by drawing fouls, stopping the clock, making free throws, and that's exactly what they're getting. And again, these were calls that were not made earlier in the game, and now they're getting called here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw in and out. Rebound knocked around, and Muskie Valley controls for the Rocks. So I can't blame Coach Siegel for being a little perturbed with the way this one's being called. Kesey dumps it over. Right side, Jones drives. Lost the ball in the lane. Picked up by Rommel Davis. Brings it back out high. Streaks are trying to pick it up defensively. Kesey in the lane. Right side jumper, Jones. Off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg.
I'm not sure that Rommel Jones or Davis doesn't play with more swagger than maybe Chasen Randall does. I wouldn't trade him for Randall, but he's still, I tell you what, he's a heck of an athlete. And he can get some things done. They've got quite a guard tandem.
Muskie Valley calls timeout. The Streaks played good inbounds defensive pressure, forcing the timeout. 57-44, Rocks lead with 3:24 to go in the game, and this is a full Rock Island timeout. So we'll take a break as well. Just under 3.5 minutes to play. Galesburg down 13. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
3:24 to play in the fourth quarter. Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee with you. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg High School boys basketball. It's the Silver Streaks trail. Conference preseason favorite, Rock Island, 57-44. 10 team fouls on the Rocks, only 5 on Galesburg.
Fourth quarter has been a real grind, a very slow quarter, but that, as you said, Brad, that's the only chance we have is to stop the clock frequently and try and continue to take advantage of those double bonus free throws.
But when you give a guy the lane on the inbounds pass to blow right down and lay it in, it kind of negates getting the free throws at the other end.
Yep, that was bad.
Keith Kesey with the basket. 15-point Rock Island lead. Dalton Davis, tough pass through the lane. Chad Thompson picks up the loose ball. And a rebound by Tremaine Carson after the missed three. Throws it up high off the glass and in. Well, Tremaine certainly hasn't given up in this fourth quarter, has he?
Not at all.
59-46. Galesburg down 13. Here's a Rock Island turnover. Dalton Davis.
Good anticipation by Dalton cutting off that pass. Maybe we can get a little closer here.
Cut off on the baseline. Back out to Brandon Thompson. Streaks need to play with a little more urgency. They need to play and go for the good shot. Thompson spins in the lane. Shot rolls off. Chasen Randall with the rebound for the Rocks. And he'll pull it back out wisely. Now dribbles. Down low. And a missed dunk.
Second one.
And that won't make Coach Tom Siegel very happy. Romel Davis with the miss at the other end. Tremaine under the basket, puts it up.
Oh, come on. Give it
basket is good, but they're going to say the foul was on the floor before that as Rock Island crawled up the back of Tremaine Carson. And that'll be against Keith Kesey. He's out of the game. He's fouled out. Kesey fouls out with 6 points. Tremaine to the free throw line. Missed his only two attempts earlier.
Here goes Romel Davis out of the game. Think he's going to hear about that second missed dunk?
Yep.
He's walking kind of slow over there. I think he knows what Coach Siegel has on his mind.
Tried to put the exclamation point on the 13-point Rock Island lead, but still 2:20 to go in the game. And now all three coaches are talking to him down there on the bench. Tremaine makes the first free throw.
He plays with a ton of energy, but sometimes a little too much maybe.
12-point Rock Island lead. Second one by Tremaine. Spins in and out. And then from the backside, Brandon Thompson fouls Chasen Randall on the rebound. Bronx cheer from the Rock Island crowd, feeling that none of the calls were going their way here tonight. Third foul on Brandon Thompson, but the Rocks are still not in the bonus yet. The next one will put them in the bonus, and it gives the chance for the Streaks to set up the full court pressure. Inbounds, trap, and they do throw it away. Brandon Thompson, loose ball, may have gotten fouled.
Oh, boy,
Tremaine can't get the put back, and the rebound by Rock Island, and now a foul from behind. And now we've got some energy as Rock Island has to get out of there. Tremaine went hard for the foul from the backside, and Devin Jones wisely got out of there before anything escalated.
That was an opportunity we let get away. We clearly had an inbounds stolen and missed both the Thompson. Now, Brandon wasn't set when he threw it up there, but then a good clean look. Was it Tremaine, I think?
Tremaine, yep.
On the putback, couldn't get it.
Yep.
That would make it a 10-point game. But we let that opportunity get away, and now we put them on the foul line back this way. So that's may have been our last gasp right there.
And after all that, still only 8 seconds has gone off the clock since the last dead ball. Devin Jones to the free throw line, came up well short, rebound, and another missed opportunity for the Streaks as Jones gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Muskie Valley, down the lane, skips over to Jones on the right side, gives it back to Muskie Valley, and Tom Siegel saying, pull it out, guys, pull it out. Muskie Valley drives, and we've got more contact as Jones and McElmurray both hit the deck hard. This will be a foul on Galesburg. And that'll be against Carson. Yes, his third. More free throws coming for Rock Island. So another missed opportunity as Jones missed the front end of the one and bonus, and then the Streaks still couldn't get the rebound.
Well, this is the one consistent we've seen with Rock Island over the years. They attack for four quarters. It really, you don't see them pull it out and go in the deep freeze. I mean, they're going to give you chances to come back just because they're going to keep attacking. And
And had a free throw crawl through there for Muskie Valley that time as it caught the front iron and rolled in. But, you know, they're not going to pull the Lou Henson thing. That's for sure.
Or the Dean Smith four corners. Now yeah. McElmurray gets fouled as he steps in front of Muskie Valley, who missed the free throw. And in frustration, fouled Ryan McElmurray. So that's four on Muskie Valley. And we'll go to the other end, and McElmurray will get a one in bonus. Let's see if the streak can take advantage of it here. McElmurray's first free throw tonight after going 13 of 13 at the line last week at Quincy.
The Dean Smith four corners had a plan. The Lou Henson stall had no plan other than just suck all the life out of a team that built a 16-point lead and turn it over and watch the other team come back. Old Illini fans know what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy. It was the equivalent of the prevent defense in football. And there were times when it prevented Illinois from getting what should have been an easy victory. Could still remember them blowing a lead at Purdue. I don't even know what year it was. They all sort of run together.
Yeah, we lost to K-State in the NCAA tournament one year. That was just awful.
Brandon Thompson picks a foul in the backcourt. His fourth. Stops the clock with a minute 57 to go. Streaks down 11. So it's not entirely out of the realm of possibility, but here it is just after 9 o'clock on WGIL Galesburg Radio 14. And with a minute 57 to go in the game, it may be 9:30 before this one ends, as the Streaks try to draw this one out as much as they possibly can. Muskie Valley makes the first. And the second.
But, again, they've continued to play hard, and that's important because we got another tough one tomorrow night. You don't want a team that quits.
Brandon Thompson down the lane, left hand, too strong on the shot, and the rebound by Rock Island, and a foul called on Chad Thompson on the rebound.
Well, just an awful night for Brandon Thompson. Yep. He's tried everything in his bag of tricks, and he just can't get anything down.
That's the first of the game on Chad Thompson, a minute 45 to go in the game. Both teams in the double bonus now. Jason Randall to the line. Only his third free throw of the night upcoming. One of two. First one is up and rolls through. I'm quickly going to run out of space in my fourth quarter scoring column to write all these free throws down. Second one is pure. Jason Randall with 22 points now.
I have a feeling there'll be something about every possession here.
15-point Rock Island lead, a minute 40 to go. McElmurray drives in from the right side and gets blocked. Rebound picked up off the floor by Randall. He has 9 boards tonight, and he'll pull it out. And we've got a whistle in the backcourt. Oh, McElmurray took it on the head again. And he's back at the far baseline all the way at the other end of the floor, so we've got an injury timeout. McElmurray's got popped on the head twice in the second half now, and this time he's coming out of the game. In fact, he's even going to the locker room. So into the game, Tremaine Carson for the Silver Streaks.
Whatever it was, Mike Reynolds ran down there, looked at it, didn't hesitate, said, all right, go back. So he must have been able to see visually there was some damage there. And it was weird because McElmurray, he was clear down in the corner, almost off the court. We didn't even know what the stoppage of play was.
Well, I saw him react under the basket when the shot got blocked, and I thought he was flinching, thinking that the ball was going to come down and hit him in the head. But apparently he was flinching because he got hit in the head. Well, there's a good sign. He's back out of the locker room, looking a little perturbed, but he's sitting on the bench, kind of leaning down, so he's still in some pain there, but it's good that he's back out of the locker room so quickly. Here's a steal by Dalton Davis. Terrible soft pass at the other end. Too strong in the layup. Brandon Thompson with a rebound put back.
Good
hustle. Dalton went
Brandon
in with gusto, problem. But yeah. Too much. Down to a minute to play. Streaks down 13. And we're going to get a travel. Yep, we got a travel call. So the Rocks turn it over, and another chance for the Streaks to stop the clock and edge a little closer, but under a minute to play. Looks like time now is favoring Rock Island. The Streaks extended this fourth quarter as much as they possibly could, and they will continue to try to do so. Here's Dalton Davis in the lane, kicks it back out to Chad Thompson. He'll put up the long three off the back of the rim. Rebound Randall, and he's got a double-double now.
You could see Chad had to put his backside into that one a little more, and that takes away from your shot. You knew that probably wasn't going in.
It's one of the few open looks he's had, but that's how far out he had to be to get
a fairly open look. And now Coach Mike Reynolds going to call off the Dogs. He's sending in five substitutes who have not played in this game yet tonight. So to the free throw line, Muscovalli. He's in double figures with 11 points, 4 for 5 on the line in the fourth quarter. Into the game, Chad Johnson for the Silver Streaks, Zach Wilkie, also Austin Garnett.
Ryan Carl.
Who am I missing? Ryan Carl. Oh, out here, Stefan Simic gets a good hand for the Silver Streaks, the Serbian foreign exchange student. Popular with the kids, they like to see him in the game. And Muscovalli makes the second free throw. And that's the biggest Rock Island lead of the night now, 66-51 with 39 seconds to go. Muscovalli heads to the bench as his work is done for the night. Up court, Chad Johnson on the dribble. Ryan Carl at the high post. Over to Chad Johnson, 19-foot jumper, won't go. Rebound, Rock Island, knocked out of his hand. Zach Wilkie picks it up. Now Johnson with a long three. Swish! Down to 20 seconds to go. On the right side, Simic all over defensively, chasing it. Now we've got an over and back call as he chased down Greg Henderson all the way into the backcourt. Henderson was doing everything he could just to hang on to the ball, and he was 15 feet into the backcourt.
A very full John Thiel gym, starting to thin out quickly now with 8 seconds to go.
Simic on the dribble, right side, pulls up just inside the top of the arc. That shot rolls off, rebound Rock Island, and that's the end of the game. A 12-point Rock Island win, 66-54. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up from John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg drops to 5-2, 1-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. Rock Island 2-0 and 6-1 overall. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
the official WGIL forecast. Brought to you by financial advisor John Herman at Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, serving you in the same location for over 10 years on Henderson Street in Galesburg. Member SIPC. Tonight, cloudy sky, low near 32. A mixed bag tomorrow with rain changing to snow and sleet in the afternoon. Snow accumulation less than a half of an inch and a high near 38 with temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. Currently, we do have partly cloudy sky and 35 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Yeah, that's going to take us a day and a half to add up all the free throws here tonight. Silver Streaks fall 66-54. Thanks for being with us here on the postgame show. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer, as Galesburg drops its first Western Big Six contest to now 1-1 on the season. And the Rocks improved to 2-0. An impressive victory here for the Rocks tonight. They go on a row on the road in a hostile environment, take the Silver Streaks' best shot that came in the first quarter when Galesburg was up 7. And then the Streaks really played very tightly in the third quarter as well. That was probably, that may have been where the game ultimately was lost, as the Streaks did a lot of things right defensively in the third quarter that prevented the Rocks from building the lead, but they prevented the Rocks from building the lead because Galesburg wasn't scoring on the offensive end. Not a single field goal made in the third quarter, and the Rocks ended up extending the lead by the time it was all said and done. Galesburg down 7 at the beginning of the second half and then ended up being down 13 by the end of the third quarter. Missed some good opportunities to try to work their way back into the game, but the Rocks, give them a lot of credit. They play hard for a full four quarters, and Galesburg certainly did as well, but this was as good a team as the Silver Streaks have seen all season long, and we said it, Jim, back in the Thanksgiving tournament, Galesburg needed more challenges like this one here tonight because of games that we knew would be coming up like this one tonight. And unfortunately, this was the first challenge that we felt that they really had gotten this year.
Yeah, and again, Rock Island was even better than I thought they would be. At least they were here tonight. Rommel Davis, the addition of him, because he certainly wasn't a factor last year when we saw them. Muskie Valley didn't get a whole lot done tonight. He had a great game last time we played him, but your consistent Randall, and then again, once they established control by halftime, you really didn't see Randall doing all that much in the second half.
No.
And I think that's kind of what he does. When the game needs to be decided, he answers the bell. When not, he lets his teammates.
He collected rebounds.
Yeah, oh yeah. And that's another part of his game that is so strong. He can do just about everything out there. And, again, their defense, I was just very impressed with what they did defensively and just exhausting us.
Yeah.
They challenged everything beyond the three-point arc. After that first quarter, we came out with so much energy, ran everything the way we wanted, got some nice looks, hit the shots, and were able to even get some things going inside as well. But once we took the timeout break there in the first quarter, it was just absolutely all Rock Island for the final three quarters. A very impressive showing by the front runners in the Western Big Six Conference now, who have started off the conference season with wins over really the only two teams that probably could give them a challenge, with seniors East Moline and Galesburg tonight, because what we've seen so far, Quincy's not going to stand a chance against these guys. And Moline, unless they are able to really slow the game down, probably not much of a chance against their neighbors up there either. Rock Island's clearly the cream of the crop in the Big Six this year.
So let's take a break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the team statistics, the individual scoring. We'll also talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as Galesburg falls to 5-2 on the season with a home loss, 66-54, to Rock Island. We'll continue our coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball coming up after this timeout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business,
By Spudos Donuts and More. Come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Terry Cavanaugh here for Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL, inviting you to join me this coming week on Galesburg Live. I'll be talking with Kate Francis from the Orpheum Theater about upcoming holiday shows. Also, Dr. Laura Lane, founder and director of Nova Singers, is with us. And I'll also visit with Dr. Tammy Roskamp, superintendent of Abingdon School District 217. That's this coming week on Galesburg Live.
It's Galesburg Live with Terry Cavanaugh, weekday mornings at 9:15 on WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg falls at home to Rock Island tonight, 66-54. They're 5-2 on the season. The Rocks improved to 6-1. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds.
Okay, let's talk things over with Coach Reynolds. And well, what a great first quarter you had. A big crowd. This is the biggest crowd we've seen in here in years. You had to be pleased with that and the way your team at least came out of the gate tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. You know, we got kind of stagnant there in the middle of the second and third quarter, and you know, we tried to take it out and we tried to drive the ball, and I know some of our guys got tired and maybe we didn't get every call that we wanted, but you know, it is what it is. You know, we drove the ball hard and tried to play aggressive. That's who we are. You know, we're not a team that's going to try to score 30 points, and maybe that doesn't match up extremely well with Rock Island at this point, but you know, we've got a month or so to 2 months almost to figure out a different way to play them.
You came out of the gate. You had some nice, clean looks, and were hitting some three-point shots. You were able to get some things inside, and it looked through that first quarter like we might be able to hang with them. But like you said, it just seemed like we wore down. Even coming out of the locker room at halftime, we didn't get a field goal in the entire third quarter. It just seemed like our depth, our lack of depth, when they can go so deep on the bench, certainly didn't help either.
Well, you know, I mean, we've got seniors. They've got seniors. We got to play better. I mean, we were, I think, probably a B or B minus C effort, and it takes an A effort out of us to beat them. You know, they're really good, and you know, they're well coached, and you know, their transfer from Collins helps a lot, and he's kind of their X factor right now. He's the athlete that right now we don't match up very well with. You know, we're as athletic as him, but he's 6'4", and we're 6 foot trying to match up. So I mean, it's tough. We got to devise a couple different things, but you know, you don't like to show your hand, you know, the first time out of the box either. So we'll play what better like our guys, like we said in the locker room, we got to stay positive, and you know, we got a tough Metamora team to play tomorrow. If we don't stay positive, it could be not a very fun weekend.
Yeah, this is really a tough weekend of competition. And, you know, Rock Island was even a little better than I thought they would be. Certainly looked better than they did, even I thought, at the end of last year. Randall, though, does look like his game continues to improve, and he seems to turn it on when he needs to.
Well, that's what really good players do. And I think our guy, you know, BT, Dalton, and Bucket tried to turn it on. I think they missed some shots that they normally would make and probably had to do with fatigue. But, you know, for us to be successful against them right now at this point of the year, we got to have 32 minutes out of every one of those guys, to be real honest with you. And you know, with Dalton not practicing all week, basically, it kind of had us a little disjointed. But I thought he fought through and played hard and played well. We gave him one little break, and he kind of came out and scowled at me like, I'm okay, so don't worry about it. So he was okay.
I had us getting out-rebounded 45-23. That's pretty tough to overcome that. And, again, you're just talking about a lot of athletes, and then you're trying to keep a body on.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like 120 on the bench, but you know, it is what it is, and we'll learn from it, and we'll get better, and you know, that's some of our young guys or some of the guys that haven't played much. That was their first experience, those kind of athletes, and I think you leave the gym saying wow with some of the plays they made.
Yeah. Well, again, I think one of the really cool things about this night, though, was the start, and I have not seen this place this full in I don't know how many years. You've got to be encouraged by the turnout you saw here tonight.
Yeah, and you know, you hope that because we lost, they don't just shake their head. Hopefully they continue to come back, because these guys have earned that. You know, they play hard, and I'm sure UT played well tonight, and you know, we got UT coming to town next week. And then we got Sterling right before Christmas. So we got two home games before Christmas. And this was the kind of the point last year where we kind of went in a little bit of a funk until the Christmas tournament. You know, we want to stay positive with our guys, and we want to get rolling here and try to get some things done.
All right, very good, Coach. A good effort tonight, but came up short. We'll load it up and go to Metamora tomorrow night. Again, a reminder to folks, we're starting early tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, sophomore game starts at 5. You'd have to ask Mr. Henning. That's exactly correct. But I think it's 5 and 6:30, and they do that sometimes when you have a longer road trip. But, you know, we're excited to play. You know, it's going to be a physical game and probably not a game for the weary. They're really, really good in football, and they'll bang us around a little bit. I think our guys will come play.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks to Coach Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the postgame show. We'll take a timeout here, and when we come back, we'll finish up all of the final statistics and the individual scoring for you as the Silver Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rock 66-54. Back with more postgame coverage from John Thiel Gymnasium coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
The Galesburg boys basketball team tonight. Sophomores also lost 65-31. Let's give you our final statistics, starting with the team numbers, Jim.
All right, Rock Island shoots 49% for the game, 27 out of 55. Silver Streaks, after that hot start, 8 of 11 in the first quarter, really cooled off. In fact, went in the deep freeze the rest of the way. The final three quarters, the Silver Streaks were 36. So it finished 16 of 47 for 34%. Rebounds, as we talked with head coach Mike Reynolds, just a dominant performance by Rock Island. 45 rebounds to 23 for the Silver Streaks, who had been out-rebounding their opposition. But again, we said starting at this point of the schedule, the competition really picks up. And the turnover count, Rocks actually had more than we did. 17 to 13 was my final tally. But those hardly mattered. It was just a physical dominance by Rock Island. I think, Brad, one of the things that Coach Reynolds, in addition to getting ready for a good team tomorrow night, Metamora will be good, different. Not, you know, you're not going to, I don't think, have a rebounding thing like that, but
right.
is to get the kids the next time we play Rock Island to go, whoa, you know, to be, you could be beat before you hit the court. When you
Absolutely.
Think of how well you got dominated for three quarters here tonight, he's got to get them to, you know, as the season goes along, to never hit the court with that in mind, that, well, we don't have much of a chance. Because you don't if you do that. You've got to come out with some moxie like we did here tonight, although we lost it as the game went along.
Other team statistics, Rocks 3-for-9 from three-point range. They did not shoot a single three-point attempt in the entire second half, and they didn't have to. They also finished, oh, I didn't add up the numbers, 1-for-3, 2-for-4, 9-of-14 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, 4-of-14 from three-point range for 20, just under 29%, and 18-of-26 from the free throw line, so not bad there. Individually for the Rocks, they finished with three players in double figures, led by Chase and Randall with 22. Russ Muskie Valley finished with 12, and Denzel McCauley had 10 tonight. Randall did finish in a double-double. We mentioned it during the game, 22 points, 10 rebounds. Rommel Davis and Devin Jones each finished with 8 points tonight. Keith Kesey off the bench with 6. Nobody else scored for Rock Island. For the Silver Streaks, 4 players in double figures, led by their most balanced scoring of the season. Brandon Thompson at 15. And then Chad Thompson, Dalton Davis, and Ryan McElmurray each finished with 10. Next up, Tremaine Carson with 5. Chad Johnson off the bench with a late three-pointer for his 3 points. Aslan Butler had a point on a free throw, and that was it for the scoring for the Silver Streaks. Leading rebounder tonight for Galesburg was Tremaine Carson with 6. And that leads into our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, our final order of business. Jim?
The last name you mentioned, Tremaine Carson, gets the nod tonight, and not for any particular point in this ball game, but just I think maybe for a second half overall, he just was not going to let us get blown out of here.
Right.
As he just kept fighting and fighting in there and keeping balls alive. We got frustrated. He missed a couple of putbacks we'd have loved to seen him get, but the fact was he was working hard to at least get himself those opportunities. And, you know, I think the
level that he plays at is an inspiration. If anybody else on the team wants to slow down a little bit, they see what he's doing and go, well, we're in it for the long haul. And Tremaine Carson, he'll do that every night. And tonight I think it was valuable that kept us, you know, a respectable final score of 66-54, because if we lay down the way Rock Island attacks, we could have lost this by 25, 30 points. So Tremaine Carson, I think, part of the reason that that did not happen.
Yeah, in fact, the Rocks did get ahead by as, I remember, 15 points. Did they ever get it up to 17? So, I mean, easily, let's see, there's, yeah, there's 16 points. But they had it up to 16 or 15 points. Yeah, they did get it up to 17 at 55-38. So, you know, streaks just kind of kept coming back, and then the Rocks would get ahead, and then the streaks would come back a little bit. Not to the point where they were ever threatening to really get ever back into the game entirely, but, you know, as you said, Jim, this easily could have been 20, 25 points if they had just thrown in the towel. Looking at the schedule for tomorrow, once again, Galesburg girls basketball coming your way early with a doubleheader for the Silver Streaks. Tom Meredith, Jim Wyman at 8:40 tomorrow morning as the girls get ready to battle Peoria Central in the Midwinter Classic, their girls' version of the Martin Luther King Tournament. And then another game tomorrow afternoon at 1:06 for the pregame as the Streaks battle Peoria Notre Dame. And then our broadcast tomorrow probably just a little after 6 o'clock for the pregame as the Galesburg boys travel to Metamora, try to get back on the winning track against a Redbirds team that heading into tonight was undefeated. So no easy task there either.
And that's a team that went to deep into the state football playoffs, so they must have a lot of guys that are playing basketball and not football, you would think. You don't just walk out on the court usually and start winning basketball games right out of football season.
That's right.
They got good athletes, and they're well coached. You know, Coach Youngman's going to have them inspired.
And we'll look forward to catching up with him as well, as a guy who coached for several years down at Abingdon as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what he's been up to since we saw him last year.
Speaking of coaches we hadn't seen for a while, Larry Schulte down here, former Alleman coach, now an associate with Augustana, talking with Chad Thompson a lot, and I'm not sure that's just friendly conversation or whether he wouldn't mind seeing Chad in a Viking uniform at some point.
Well, so he was talking with Coach Reynolds for quite a while before the game here tonight, so got to feel like Coach Schulte's working the room here a little bit tonight. Well, we'll work the room at the gymnasium over in Metamora tomorrow night. Hope you can be with us either here on WGIL AM 1400 or WGIL.com. Our thanks to broadcast engineer Chris Legault. For Chris, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks fall tonight 66-54. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.